Nolte, Neat political reporter spreads disinformation that Bernie Moreno is white. By John Nolte on March 21, 2024. Jonathan Weissman, a political reporter at the far-left New York Times, attempted to spread disinformation about Republican U.S. Senate candidate Bernie Moreno being white. With control of the Senate a hair's breadth away, Weissman tweeted Thursday morning, "Republicans have hit on a strategy to take it back, really rich white guys." Attached was a photo of former President Donald Trump shaking hands with Moreno, who has just sewn up the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate in Ohio. There's just one problem. One itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny little problem. Weissman is a liar, I'll prove this below. Moreno is not white. He's Colombian. He's so Colombian, in fact, he was born in Bogota, Colombia. After a fierce backlash, Weissman, who's already been demoted for spreading falsehoods, deleted his disinformation about Moreno. So, how do I know Weissman deliberately attempted to misinform the public? To begin with, he works for the New York Times. Duh. But here's the smoking gun. In 2023, Mr. Moreno, a Colombian-born businessman, filed financial disclosure forms that revealed, "Your Honor." That sentence was published in the New York Times, which proves the New York Times knows Mr. Moreno is Colombian. Further, the reporter who wrote that sentence is Jonathan Weissman. What's more, Jonathan Weissman published that sentence on this very day. Finally, Your Honor, in the tweet spreading the disinformation about Mr. Moreno being white, Weissman linked to this very story that contains that very sentence. I rest my case. Aaron Rodgers is a Sandy Hook truther. Donald Trump threatened America with a bloodbath if he loses. And now, the corporate media are so scared and desperate that Trump might actually win the Hispanic vote that they turned Bernie Moreno into Wonder Bread. You see, other than Trump returning to the White House, the outcome the corporate media find the most intolerable is Trump winning re-election with massive margins from racial minorities. For decades, the media have gaslighted America into believing that the only way to win the black and Hispanic vote is by way of left-wing pandering with disastrous left-wing policies, i.e., opening the prisons and the southern border. More welfare, more government, more government, more government. If Trump carries even 40% of the Hispanic vote and 15% of the black vote, the media won't know what to do with their lying selves. But polling shows Trump could outright win the Hispanic vote. And if that happens, skulls will split open in newsrooms across America. The skull splitting will not only be the result of Trump doing well with these voters by violating every edict the media laid down to attract them. The skull splitting will also be the result of these bubbled freaks realizing that something they believed with all their might turned out to be a lie. So, as these media sociopaths did to the Hispanic George Zimmerman, Bernie Moreno must be declared white. We aren't even at the beginning of the fake news flood the corporate media are about to unleash. The better Trump does in the polls, the more hysterical and dangerous the media will become. Look at the violence the media unleashed in 2020. Look at the effort the media are already putting into encouraging Trump's assassination. To create Democrats, these monsters are importing millions of unvetted males from the third world and surgically mutilating our kids. And if Trump wins, holy moly. You think you know the evil, violence, and terror the corporate media are capable of unleashing. I promise you have no idea. Try to imagine a trapped, rabid, hyena. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.